Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It is a pleasure to have you here. We appreciate you guys tuning in from all around the world. We always have fascinating conversations with our guests, and we're going to do that right now with our next special guest as we spotlight Karina Krepp of Chakra Holistic. Based in Beacon, New York, Karina is a holistic lifestyle coach, wellness advocate, and founder of Chakra Holistic, where it's personal training, holistic health, and energy work that she specializes in. She's dedicated to getting her clients on the road to living their dream. She helps people realize their big dream. She says if you're ready to take your health in your hands and live your best life, she's ready to be of service. Together, Karina and her clients uncover the best actions to support her clients' well-being so they can actually continue to move forward in their lives and toward their dreams and goals. Karina's journey began in New York City, first as personal training gym, in a gym for as a personal trainer, serving Manhattan's elite. And over her many years solving physical problems with her clients, she realized that recovery and rest, diet, stress, and emotional load, plus sleep, mindset, purpose, and intention play enormous roles in our integrated health. True health is holistic. She says we are one system of systems, who has broadened her scope as well. She's included nutrition and hydration and the energetic system known as the chakra system. The chakra system is foreign to most of us in the Western world. It's not something that we grew up hearing about or even considering, but it is a way of talking about the subtle body. It's about bringing to all the surface all of it so we can be aware of what is driving our decisions and making decisions consciously. Karina's approach is based on her four doctors system: Dr. Diet, Dr. Quiet, Dr. Movement, Dr. Happiness. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Dr. Quiet is sleep, but also meditation or rejuvenation time. And Dr. Diet is not just what you eat, but also hydration and even what you listen to. My pleasure to welcome Karina to our show for this fascinating and insightful next 30-minute conversation exclusively here on Close Up Radio. Karina, thank you very much for joining us here on the program today. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, Jim, it is great to be here. Thanks for having me. Thanks for that beautiful introduction. I really appreciated it. Yeah.
Oh, my pleasure. It's exciting to have you here with us. We're going to have a great conversation and learn about this some more from your expertise and from your passion. Speaking of that, let's talk a little about some of the things that have inspired you along the way in your own life's journey that led you to the creation of Chakra Holistic. Tell us a bit about your own story and some of those inspirational journey moments that pointed you in the direction of realizing again that not only do you want to do this kind of work helping others, it's in your DNA. You have to.
So true. And, you know, I spent quite a few years trying to go off course. I spent some years, I was looking back at old photos the other day, and I found this university photo of me where I have a cigarette in one hand, I have these long nails, and if you could see me today, you would see how very not me that is. I obviously don't believe that smoking is a great way to manage the mind. I also have very natural nails, short and useful for massaging people. I spent so much time denying just the essential kind of soul's purpose that I came here to do, which was starting with the body and expressing myself through my body. I was a figure skater as a young girl, and Then I grew up in Canada and then moved to the Midwest in the U.S. And I decided I wanted to be an actress, and I thought that that meant that I had to be hard and not self. You know, I was really moving away from who I essentially am, which is frankly just a really positive, outgoing human. So I spent a couple years there hiding or in my shadow self. And what I realized during that time is that the universe just kept offering me a back onto this path. Come on back over here, Karina. And so when I was auditioning in the city and I was, you know, trying to make my life as an actress, I got a friend of mine hired me as a movement therapist because movement was one of my specialties at university. So, I thought, well, that's great. So then from being a movement specialist, the place, the facility I worked at, they said, hey, we'll train you to be a personal trainer. I thought, oh, that'll be a great way just to make some money. But, you know, the truth was this was the universe pushing me onto my path and my purpose. And I say it every morning. I'll just say it right here loud and proud. My purpose is to be on the path of wellness and to bring others along and on the path of wellness with me. And I wake up in the morning, I walk out this beautiful front door and I look up at Mount Beacon and I say, thank you. And I look down at the Hudson River and I say, thank you. And I also say, I am here with love and for love. And, you know, this has really served me. My mother-in-law was diagnosed with Huntington's disease many years ago and my kids were young. And, you know, when you're diagnosed with a fatal disease, it's hard to explain to your kids that there's nothing you can really do. And what we did was we meditated about it as a family, and we realized, no, there really is something we can do. And so through the years, when the kids were 9 and 12, we actually rode our bicycles from New York City to Toronto to raise money for Huntington's disease. We hiked up Mount Kilimanjaro as a family. The kids were still pretty young. And again, and we did one year, we did a push-up, pull-up, squat every day accumulation until we did, you know, 42,000 push-ups, pull-ups, and squats to raise money for. So what I realized was that through expressing through the body and the purpose of wellness, we can change the energy, even of a fatalistic diagnosis. And so that's what I've been trying to do with my clients. I've been really blessed to have a bunch of people come into my world who are ready to do that work.
That is wonderful. That is fantastic, and I can really hear the, I can really hear that passion in your voice for what you do. You're thoroughly 110% in all of this, and I think that is fantastic. Let's talk about the actual work itself. Let's define and break out Chakra Holistic and some of the phenomenal work that you do, and tell us a little bit more about what it actually is for those tuning in saying, it sounds exciting, but how does it apply to my life? What does it do for me?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, Jim. People used to come for me just for personal training work. And I was great at that for many, many years. I just worked on the physical body. But what happened with my clients, and I'll say honestly, most of my clients have been with me for, on average, 15 years. So we've been teamed up for a long time. I'm kind of a longevity person with my people. And here's what happened. I ran into roadblocks. Right, just like, you know, the first time someone had a hip replacement, well, I had to learn how to do that. Well, I got through all the joint work, all the, you know, spinal surgeries and all that stuff, but there was still so much to learn about other things that were stopping us, right? So I became a yoga instructor 16 years ago because I found that through that process, I was able to talk to people about the subtle body in a way that wasn't threatening or kind of too woo-woo or weird, but was really accessible. Like, you know, it's interesting. We continue to cycle to this same injury at this same time of year. I wonder what that could be about. Could it be the stress and anticipation of the holiday? Could it be? So we begin to explore these other layers of this system. And stress is such a big part of how we express through our body. And, you know, if you've ever been like, geez, I wonder why my back hurts today. I didn't do anything extraordinary or different. What is this? So I began looking into this holistic way of thinking, that whole system of systems. And I have to give all credit to where I studied, which is at the Czech Institute in California. And what Paul Czech did was he also came to this through the physical body. He was a boxing coach. He was a military guy. And he too realized, you know what, there's a limitation to what we can do when we're only dealing with the physical. And we're not dealing with the psychological and all of our belief systems. You know, do you believe that you can still be strong as you get older? That's a big belief to really fight against, right? That someone told you, no, no, as you get older, you get weaker. I'm going to challenge you on that, Jim. Is that true, or is that just something that we had been taught? I just saw online the other day a 79-year-old man who deadlifted 385 pounds. Is he unique? Not physiologically. He's unique in how he thinks. And that's what interests me about the holistic approach. So who comes to see me? I'll tell you the truth. People who have problems that haven't been able to be solved in a regular way. Or they went to Western medicine, and Western medicine fixed the problem, you know, gave them the new knee. But unfortunately, Western medicine doesn't really teach us how to integrate that back into our lives and make the new knee not only stronger, but support the big dream. And so here's where I get into the full arc of it, where I start talking to people about, well, why do you want your knee to be stronger? What's your purpose in life? Because when we have a strong why, Jim, we're willing to go to bat for it. But when it's like, I don't know, my girlfriend told me to come, not really going to hold water.
Yeah, that's that is so true too. You're so spot on with that. You know, you can't solve every physical problem with a physical solution, right? Sometimes you need to go through sort of the side door. How do we do that?
You get it. You get it. That's so exciting. You just nailed it. And for anyone else who just nodded along with what Jim said, yes. How do we do that? Here's what we do. First of all, we get just to the simple basics. What's your hydration like, right? And just quick tip, everyone, take your weight, divide it in half. That's how many ounces of water a day you should be drinking, right? So we got it. We are wet inside. So, and every connectivity happens through water. Every thought we have, every time we fire a filament of our muscles, water is involved in that. So first, let's hydrate ourselves. So let's keep it simple, right? We don't need to go too far for most people, right? Most of it's like, now what are we eating, right? Are we eating whole foods? Single ingredient foods are a great place to start if you're not sure what to do. And I'll say it is so confusing right now. There's so much information. And then someone says you should do this diet, or what about that, or cut this out, or watch out for that food. Well, maybe, but here the truth is what's good for you? I just had a client the other day, had to cut out tomatoes. Tomatoes are an amazingly beautiful fruit. They serve most people. They just didn't serve this guy, right? So we need to start looking at our individual body and listen in to what's your body telling you, right? If you eat something and you don't feel well, okay, next time, if it was three things on your plate, take one of those things off. Okay, wait, I felt better. So maybe it was that. Now let's try it separately. Let's get curious about our body and what we're feeding ourselves with. Let's stop being asleep at the table and start taking control of what we're putting in, right? Less processed, more clean food, organic, if you can afford it, please go there, especially with the Dirty Dozen, right? Every year, if you want to check it out online, there you can see what the Dirty Dozen is. It's the stuff that the farmers are really having to spray with all of the toxic the herbicides and rodenticides and all that stuff. So make sure that you're getting as much as you can that's clean, and suddenly you're going to start feeling better. There's another way to solve a problem that's not physical, right? And now we're going to get into how do we think, right? How do we feel? What do we believe about ourselves, right? Did someone say to you, oh, you're so uncoordinated? And do you believe that? Right? Did you incorporate that into who you think you are? Are you willing to change that belief with me? Right? And that's what I do with my clients, is we begin to examine what you're putting in. Hey, Jim, what are we listening to? Right? Everyone who's tuned in right now, you're tuned in for a reason, in my opinion. You're tuned in to hear what I have to say, not necessarily because you're going to work with me, but because you are here to hear something that resonates with you. And so I want everybody who's listening right now to take a moment and take a deep breath in through your nose and just take a second to feel how you feel in your body. And there's no judgments here. You might be feeling wonderful. You might be really feeling pretty much like crap. But guess who's in charge? You are. Take a walk. Get out in the sunshine. Do something a little bit different today. Try it again tomorrow. Just add a tiny behavior change. Watch what you do. Let's just talk about the morning coffee. Let's get real. I was picking up a coffee earlier this morning, and I saw someone put 4 sugars in their coffee. I felt like I was back in the 1970s. Guys, maybe if you did 4 sugars every day, let's cut it back down to 3, okay? And then maybe put a little note in your calendar for next month and cut it down to just 2. Try these little things. We're not trying to take away your joy in life. We're trying to extend the health in your life, right? So it's not really just about living longer. It's living really, really well for longer, right? We don't ever want to be dying slowly. Not a lot of fun.
That's so right. It's not a lot of fun. I agree. Fascinating stuff. Really, really amazing. We love all of this. It's really exciting. And again, I just can hear this passion. You know, I mentioned earlier, too, the 4 doctors. Tell us about the 4 doctors system. I love this approach.
Oh, it's so true. And here's how Paul Check calls it out. He says, the last 4 doctors you'll ever need. And, you know, there's a little tongue-in-cheek there because, of course, you know, check with your doctor, do what your doctor says as far as medication and such is concerned. But what about your ability to know yourself better than anyone else? That's always there. That's always been here. And to check in with yourself. Hey, here's what I ask my clients to do. I say, we define the dream, right? We find the purpose, right? And sometimes the purpose is, you know, about today. I want to get through today. It can be that small. Or it could be as big as my purpose that I mentioned earlier. Whatever it is, here's what I say to people. When you're trying to make a decision, be awake and aware and say to yourself, is this a dream affirmative decision or not? Just really that simple, right? Is eating this donut right now dream affirmative for my desire to bring people on the path to wellness? No, it's not. But on my birthday, it is, because I'm celebrating my life and I love donuts. So the 4 doctors, right? Dr. Diet, obviously, is the one that we've talked about most recently. That's easy for most people to understand. But what about what you're listening to, what you're watching, who you're asking advice from? That is something you're ingesting as well. So careful there, right? You guys are making beautiful decisions right now, tuning in here, right? Listening to things that are going to elevate your spirit, move you closer to your purpose, right? Their dream affirmative. So we're thinking about diet in that way. Now, Dr. Movement, you know, this is where I vibe. This is where I live. I am one of those people who I do love working out. And I'll say, honestly, not a lot of my clients do. They're not like, yay, it's time to move. But what people love is how they feel after they've done it. And so if that's something that you can hang your hat on, then maybe just this, maybe we could say, outside in the sunshine or even in the rain, before 10 a.m. every day, 10-minute walk, okay? There's so many good reasons for that. The circadian rhythm, right? Getting the light in our eye earlier in the day helps us sleep better at night, right? And then the movement, just blood flow, moving everything around the body, oxygenating, right? And feeling ourselves alive and in nature. So there is Dr. Movement. And moving into Dr. Quiet, which is sleep, right? We all know that, but some of us are having a hard time doing that lately, right? So many screens at night are interrupting our natural. We grew as a species to be with the sun, wake with the sun, right? And to sleep with the sun. Well, now the sun goes down, we flip on these lights. We look at these screens, and we don't have this sense of quiet time, right? So my recommendation there, keep it low lights or red lights at night. Turn off all your screens an hour before you want to go to bed. And I guarantee you, you're going to have an easier time falling asleep. Staying asleep is a different thing, and that sometimes has to do with what we've eaten a couple of hours before we went to bed or didn't eat. And then not only is sleep important, but so is wakeful rest, right? And this is quiet time where we are looking within, right? And I was just driving yesterday, and I thought, this is so beautiful because it's just me with my thoughts. And that's really what meditation is. It's not, you don't need a special pillow. You don't need to put your hands in any particular position. You don't need to cross your legs in any funny way. It's just being with your breath, how you feel, and your own thoughts. And Jim, you and I were just talking about how that can be transformative, right? Just minding yourself, right? We call it navel gazing. Go in and listen up. Because your body is telling you something that your spirit is expressing. And then, of course, the last doctor, Dr. Quiet, Dr. Diet, Dr. Movement, and Dr. Happiness. So Dr. Happiness is all about why we do what we do. What are we trying to get toward right now? Is Dr. Happiness mean that it is a lot of fun to sit in university classes, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning and study? No, but why do we do it? Because I have this big vision of what I want to learn and know so that I can be of use to the universe, so that I can live my purpose. Dr. Happiness gets us going and keeps us on the road when things get hard, right? So what I have my clients do is just define a purpose. And if you don't know what your purpose is, maybe you know what your nightmare is, right? The worst thing that could happen would be this. So either one, you can write down your purpose if you've clarified that, or if you're not sure and you just know what your nightmare is and you need to move away from the nightmare, it's going to move you in the direction of your purpose. If it's not clarified yet, like I thought my purpose was to be an actress for a while. That's all cool. You know why? Because it brought me the skills that I needed to do the work that I do. So nothing is wasted, right? Everything is a rung on the ladder toward our soul's purpose. And this is what I really believe. We came to do something amazing, every one of us. And the greater the potential of your health, the sooner you can clarify what your purpose is and where you can go with it. And so this is what I call the foundation of it all, right? The foundation is health for everybody's dream. And so my job is to get you as healthy as possible so that you can see as clearly as possible what you came here to do.
I love that. That is so true. And what I love is you help people get to that point. You guide them in that direction. You see yourself as a conduit, a facilitator of this energy that's flowing through you and out of you that people then grab onto, which I think is absolutely spectacular. This is something, again, I love this, the Dr. Diet, Dr. Quiet, Dr. Movement, Dr. Happiness, the idea of it all, because it really is... It's all about balance, right? Sort of balancing all of these things out in our lives, because sometimes when things are not aligned, it can throw off the rest of our entire system, mind, body, and spirit, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you nailed it, Jim. And I think what's so great about that is not that we are meant to kind of float through in this constant equilibrium, but actually that when we're feeling what we call the pain doctor, then we also are told to, hey, pay attention, right? Look over here. Listen to this. Because we're being told in some way something's not right, right? So it's not about kind of staying in this, you know, 72 degrees and fluorescent, but actually getting to the extremes, really hot, really cold. Who are you when things are difficult, right? This is what I love about my yoga practice is, you know, yoga, anyone who's joined me on a mat at some point in time, it seems so zen and calm, but then you get there and your legs are shaking. Your arms are vibrating. You are in your mind, maybe not quite so zen. You're thinking, I think she forgot about us. And here you have this moment where you realize, oh, Karina, wow, when things get hard, you're blaming people outside of you. Right? The teacher didn't forget about you. It just got difficult. And so, you know, having this opportunity to really be like, where is my balance? If I begin to see myself, oh, so-and-so did this. Oh, Karina, know yourself well enough to know that you must be feeling like things are hard right now. Okay, cool. What do you need to do, Karina, to make yourself feel safe, right? And then I have a whole bunch of things that work for me, right? Listening to some music, going for a walk in nature, just sitting out in the sun and closing my eyes and looking up toward that life source and breathing. That works for me really well. So it's not so much, right, about always being in balance, but listening up when we're out of balance. What are you trying to tell me, world, right? When I was getting off course, the universe kept giving me blockades, and I was like, what is going on here? Oh, I guess I'm supposed to go this way. And here I am, so grateful for those hurdles, those obstacles, those things that ended up eventually, although they were painful at the time, moving me in a direction of my purpose, right? Helping me clarify. So I just want to be clear, the reason I started with Karina, long red nails and cigarettes is because this is not a linear path. Right? There's nobody who's born like, well, very few who are born fully realized, right? Enlightened and organized. However, there is always the opportunity. Every day is a blank slate. Hey, let's be honest, every moment. You know, you could say, right, at 12:30, blank slate, and I'm going to do this new behavior. At 12:30, every time I think that thought about myself, I am going to take a deep breath and write over it in my mind. I'm going to turn down those negative thoughts in my mind. I'm going to write down a mantra and put it on my desk where I can see it that is opposing to these negative views that I have of myself. There are so many little things, and the truth is we're always taking in our surroundings, including what we're listening to, right? So maybe just listening to something more positive, tune into Jim, listen to the people who are bringing the positivity out into the universe, and know that you are a part of this. Your synergy is lifting all of us up, and it's these little tiny behaviors that make all of the difference. If you have a hard time doing it for yourself, I always recommend find a friend. There's someone who just had a hip replacement, someone who's feeling lonely, especially now. Oh, for sure there's someone who's feeling lonely. Grab a friend. Say, I'll meet you on the corner. Let's go for a walk. It doesn't have to be far. It doesn't have to be long. But sometimes it's easier to do for others, right, instead of just for ourselves. So I'm out here doing my best to really expand into the world and offer these truths that I have found resonate with me. I hope some of them have landed with each of you, because my system, the doctors, is available to everyone for free. It's just a way of thinking about the world. Right? And sometimes we don't value the things that are there for free, like water, you know, high value. It's the first thing I mentioned. Why? Because it's so easy to fix. And then we dismiss it, Jim. I don't know why we do that. But we're like, well, that's too easy. That can't be it. But, you know, speaking
right,
of water,
exactly.
Yeah, it's not just the water we drink, but you and I were talking earlier. What about the water you walk next to, get into? Let's talk about the elements, right? The sun, your bare feet in the sand. All of those are healing places, right? That Japanese word for forest bathing, right? That is a place where we are reconnected with our natural rhythms and self. So maybe just get out in nature. If you have a garden or even just a potted plant, get your hands in there today. Go and do something that connects you to the earth and reminds you that we're here and we're not here for terribly long. So what are you going to do with the time that you've been gifted?
Yes, right. Yes. I know. Exactly. That's a good question. It's a good way to wrap this up, too, because it sort of leaves that question there for people to think about. And if they want to explore more, they can go to your website, chakraholistic.com. And chakra is spelled C-H-A-K-R-A, and then holistic, of course, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, chakraholistic.com, to connect with a very special guest, Karina Krepp. Karina, the show has wrapped. 30 minutes went by in a New York minute, but it was a real pleasure having you on the show, and I hope you enjoyed your time with me as I have with you, and hope we get a chance to explore some more down the line. That'd be a pleasure.
It would be a pleasure. Now, just also mention that on my Instagram at Chakra Holistic, I'm starting a movement a day for 30 days. So that's for free. For anyone who wants to just join me with a movement a day, there could be your little change for the next 30 days. Thanks, Jim. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You are very welcome, Karina. Keep up the amazing, life-changing, impactful work that you're doing, that you're so incredibly passionate about. Again, folks, chakraholistic.com is the website to connect with our very special guest, Karina Krepp, here on Close Up Radio. This episode was recorded in its entirety, so you'll be able to hear this again and share the link with somebody you think would also enjoy it and benefit from it as well. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, we invite you to stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes from now with another amazing guest right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Thanks for being with us, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.